Good morning, everyone. The time is now 5:35 a.m. Today is a Friday. I believe this is August the 9th. Oh my God. And you know, I get so confused with the dates and the times and everything that's going on. I always want to be sure. I do this so I can keep a record of what goes on. Yes, it's August the 9th, 5:36 now in the a.m. And I thank God for waking me up this morning. I'm glad that I didn't get up like 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the night like I normally do. But I appreciate the feedback that I get. Oh, by the way, in case you're just tuning in and you don't know what this show is about, my name is Ron Smith. This is my show, Ron Smith Star Talent Showcase. Children of the Light. Excuse me. Oh God, now I start coughing. That's the show you're listening to. And this would be episode 31. Children of the Light Ministry, located at 1171, I believe, East 95th Street, Flatlands, and Avenue J. It's the cross streets. They're open on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. You need to get there by at least 12 in the afternoon. Sometimes they close at 2 o'clock in the p.m., 2 o'clock p.m. Now, when you come, you need to bring a donation with you. These people, shout out to Dr. Maureen Rush and Sister Baptiste, Johnny John, and the rest of the staff at Children of the Light Food Pantry. They do an excellent job in bringing in food 4 times in a week. But they need money to put in the gas tank of the truck. It's a refrigerated truck. And you need to have that. You know, you can't just assume that they get a grant from somebody. They may get a grant just to keep the lights on and keep the refrigerator, you know, packed and freeze in the food cold. But you can't expect that the government gave you money to put gas in a truck. Nor do you expect for them to pay for the insurance for the truck. That would just be stupid of you to think that. Anyway, talking today, I'm thanking God again for all of his many blessings. I spoke before. Something happened with the earlier podcast that I did, where I talked about the shooting that was in Texas and the shooting that was in Dayton, Ohio. In Texas, 24 people were brutally murdered when a gunman, and I'm not going to use his nationality, you know, his name, open fired in a Walmart supermarket, murdering people, innocent people. Same thing happened in Dayton, Ohio. I asked my friends on Facebook to take 5 minutes of their time to pray for the victims. I also asked them to pray for the adult porn stars who died from last year into this year. Would you believe I didn't get not one person to say, yes, I will take 5 minutes to pray? And it was alarming to me. It was upsetting to me. I started screaming and literally wanted to curse at them. My pastor, so-called pastor, came out and just started talking about the fact that there were women on my Facebook page who were half naked. Well, they were at the beach. But because I hit the like button, and why not? Because I like women too. But because of that, it became a whole nother thing. And I criticized the Christian folk, and I say they were so-called Christians because Jesus is love, and he teaches us to love one another. And if I take the time to tell somebody who may not know who the Lord is, that Jesus loves them, that is the start of the conversation. Maybe they would want to find out who this Jesus is. Well, anyway, let me end by saying my scripture. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Talk to you later. Have a safe day. Jesus loves you.